Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
Man.
Yeah, dog, pulled up, man. Oh, fucking hell. Hey, listen, you know I got stabbed.
Oh, my God.
I saw what.
I should have laughed. I'm going to laugh at that.
I'm going to keep saying that. I don't give a shit about that.
No, but no, be fair, you had physio this morning.
Yeah, physio this morning, yeah.
Okay, cool.
It was all right, man. It was all right. Just strength and conditioning.
What, man or woman?
Woman, man. Big up, Roz.
Astaghfirullah. Yeah. So what? Did you go gym man before or after?
After, of course. Why? What's this? I don't get it. Why can a woman?
If the woman touches you, your wudu's broken.
No, but she's a medical professional.
Does it matter?
I don't know. This is what we need to fact check.
Yeah, he's a fact check.
Now we need to fact check.
Already.
No, but I brought something understandable there.
No, but you could do
wudu
after.
If a woman touches you,
you could do wudu after, but at the same time.
I'm not saying that, but what I'm saying is, as Jumu'ah, the first thing before you go Jumu'ah, you should do usul.
Yeah.
Which is have a shower.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is, if you went to her before Jumu'ah and she touched you,
And so you're saying my prayer was invalid?
And you just done with quick
wudu. It was void.
Damn. You done quick wudu.
Damn. I just thought she was a medical professional. I thought she was, I don't know, protected by some sort.
Did you ask for a woman or did you get a man?
No, I just got a woman, bro. That's it. It's only women that do it, innit? Occupational health.
What, and how did they touch you? Oh.
That's a good question.
That's a whole different episode. That's a whole different episode, bro.
What was the procedure?
It's after
like?
Episode. After dark, bro. Yeah. Yeah.
Show me on the doll, Abadi. Where did she touch you?
She's a G though, man. Big up Roz, man.
No, what's strength conditioning like for you?
Like, bro, it's like weights, because obviously, like, there's, you know, like, obviously, you don't use your arm and that, innit? So your muscles sort of shrink depleted, and shit like that. So I need to.
Do you hold a tennis ball or anything?
Yeah, tennis ball. How did you know, bro?
Another movie.
Yeah, I have to hold a tennis ball, do some weights, like reactions, like my hands.
Can you go like that?
Huh? I can't do that, yeah, but I'm not going to do it. But I can't do it.
Is it strain? Does it strain when you do it?
Yeah, it does. I don't know where you draw. I feel like I've been drawn out right
now. I've never been.
So I'm intrigued. It's all of that. It's basically stretching.
He's a drawer.
I know he's a drawer.
Drawer is. We've got people around us. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
We're back, baby.
And welcome to another episode, or should I say another season?
Another season.
Woo! We're clearing up, innit?
Yeah, we're doing well. We're flying.
Season three.
Well, free,
yeah.
Free.
Got your boy Abdi Hamza. I got my guy next to me.
My dudes in the place.
And on the left
and the
side.
Water, another north, big brah.
Come on,
let's
man.
Let's go, man.
Back, baby. I feel good to be back, boys. I feel like I'm gassed to see you, man. I feel like we don't need to take breaks.
Because you just went missing.
Of course, you got stabbed.
No.
I know it's the first time we're all collectively together since the incident. But yeah, there you go, man. So, obviously.
That's how it's lit.
Since you got victimized.
It wasn't victimized, bro. It was wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, that's.
All right, let me ask you.
It could have happened to anybody.
Let me ask you this, Christian.
Yeah.
Summer 2025 messed up for you.
Terrible. It was a stinker. The worst.
There you go.
And you know what I've noticed as well? This was the best weather we've ever had.
It was lit.
Ever.
It was a long summer.
Was it good weather?
It was the craziest summer in the world, bro.
You weren't even here for it.
Yeah, I know.
You weren't here for it, but bro, it was going off. And I was just stuck at my house, bro. Depressed. Dark.
Not really. You was doing things.
I was going for walks and that.
No, you was on a few dates.
No,
You was outside. You was enjoying your life.
Let me get.
Don't lie. Because you know what I realized.
I'll tell you the truth. You know what I've noticed.
Hey.
You know when you're going through some sort of like pain or whatever, bro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Women are natural carers.
Thank you.
Mm. And so they just flock to me, and some of them are, let me take you out. You know, let's go for walks, let's go to eat. You know, they kept me in a good space, man. Do you know what I mean?
No,
after I'm back, all of you are
exactly
gone.
So
they. No,
this
they're
is,
all
this
gone.
This is
bro.
Why, man, if you remember in the morning, I put up a post on our WhatsApp group just to let everyone know, like, Somali guys have become soft and they're drinking matcha now in the park.
Matcha.
These are the two types.
Matcha, what's matcha?
Matcha.
They're drinking goss. Us.
Yeah. Us.
By the way, firstly, I'm not going to lie, I was anti-matcha.
Okay,
I'm not going to lie. I'll tell the truth. I was anti-matcha. And then I tried it.
Yeah.
It's nice. Blank Street, the blueberry, matcha, oat milk, extra blueberry. Shout out Wanda. He put me on. There you go. See how I dragged Wanda in on this as well. We're like, bro, everyone's drinking matcha now, bro.
Are you drinking matcha?
No, to be fair, when I go to like work events, they're there. But I've tried one and I was like, nah, not for me.
But I've never But
you've customized yours, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the one I got was just like, you know, when you get, oh yeah, here's ginger, whatever, this, that, yeah. that. But, and I looked at it and I tried it. I'm not gonna lie, I just like the same for me. So I went for my gingerbread latte.
Bro, it's an acquired taste. Do you know what I'm saying? It's very
clearly not acquired if there's a lot of people doing it.
Yeah, true.
To be fair with you, look, we can move on from him. Summer's dead. All he was doing was drinking matcha. Summer's dead. Go on.
That sounds lit.
Like, say all that was lit.
That's kind of cute, man.
Yeah,
how?
Man.
Bro, he's got one arm in the park.
With Gal, though. I've been surrounded by Gal all summer. Oh, okay.
Gal that go for a man with one arm is a bit shocking. I'm just saying. Gal that go for a man with one arm.
Bro, do you know what? I'm not even going to say too much. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Because it's going to get messy, bro.
Don't buy it.
Let's stop messing.
I feel like he's drawing me out, but I'm not going to buy it. I'm a changed man, bro.
I love that. You know what? I'm a changed man as well. On this season, I'm going to try my best not to get it.
Oh, thank you, bro.
How was he
asked me that before. He's like, yo, bro, in this season, let's keep
just,
it humble.
Yeah. I'm trying to have a constructive conversation.
This guy tap. Does he really feel I'm going to keep it humble with him? Bro, if you tap things, I'm going to have to, bro.
Okay, what's tapped about matcha in the park?
A lot. And being surrounded by drones, bro, all summer.
See, look, the disrespect.
What do you mean? It's
you girls that took him to the park. Now look, he's calling you drones.
No. Genuinely, Mo, have you got an issue with the word drone?
No, it's a noun.
It's a noun, bro.
It's a noun.
Yeah.
Like, you're not calling him my beep.
Yeah, we're not saying that, bro.
That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. My girls, look.
Just drone it.
And drones to me in my area, we call it drone. Someone that's just a little.
No.
That's a ting. There you go. That's a ting. That's a ting, bro.
What? So drone and ting, you'd rather get called a drone?
A drone.
If I was a ting, I'd rather get called a drone. Yeah.
Is that like
drone's kind of lit?
Our viewers were
sound
like,
sounds like, sounds like.
Foreign. I don't think a drone is a right terminology.
It's not. Nothing's right, but
yeah, a ting's not right as well.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'd rather be called a ting.
But there's a distinction.
If you
want
to be called a ting, then a drone. Yeah. I think drone's a little more foreign.
A
like,
ting
a little
is like
can man them be tings or drones?
You gotta ask a ting, bro.
Yeah, you're asking the wrong crowd.
Because when gal chat to each other, do you think gal will be like, yeah, my little
road gal have, dude.
Yeah.
I feel road guys.
Have there's a story there.
Yeah. Like, let me also look. Do you not get like a bit of like when a gal comes on a road thing? Like, yo, what going on?
No, that's not for me.
I'm low-key turned on and scared at the same time, bro.
I'm not gonna lie.
That's just me being honest.
No, well,
it's mixed emotions.
Well, unless she starts rolling the blunt, say, what are you doing later?
Yeah, as I said, I'm confused now. Bro.
No, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah. You see, obviously, I'm in America, innit? Mm. Yeah, and in New York, gal, that's a norm.
So use the thing.
No, not like I'm the
team. You get taken out though.
Yeah,
he's a ting.
This time's been up top. Did you not see? Oh, you didn't know. I was alive the other time. Yeah. I was in New York, but a girl got me a whole bunch of flowers.
Damn, princess treatment.
Yo, I was alive with a whole bunch of flowers.
Okay. And what did you do with those flowers, by the way?
I gave it to another girl.
There you go. Tell me about this brother.
What's wrong with
he's
that?
He's a dark cute, you know.
How is that dark?
No, I can't be honest with you. Recycling.
It's recycled, but what am I going to do with flowers? Friendly. As a man, what am I going to do with flowers?
Yeah, facts, yeah.
Put them up in your house.
The best I can do is put it to use.
Give it to
make someone else happy.
Bang. Facts. Does the one?
And the worst thing is, while I was doing this, I told him. That's my answer.
That's
why.
Because
I was telling him, yo, bro, this happened, but do you think it's a bit corny if I give it to someone?
It's not corny. It's
mad rude.
Why is it corny?
It's actually not corny. It's actually rude boy flex.
Because imagine she went out of her way to buy you flowers, bro, and then you've said, "Oh, thanks, babe."
Yeah, but I've accepted.
And then you've gone with another girl, and he said, "Oh, by the way, I've got you flowers."
So let me ask you a question now, yeah. In your time of like Christmas and all of these times you've worked, because you're a 9-to-5,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So all these times in Christmas and whatnot, they give you presents. Some of these presents they give you are not
for you,
right?
Yeah, facts, yeah.
So man recycles them presents.
Yeah, yeah, agreed.
So
yeah,
just because you've given me a present,
a difference
that doesn't mean to say that I can't now give it to someone else.
No,
you've done your job. No, but and I've given you the appreciation.
You've done your job.
You know, but there's a difference though. So for example, if you gave those flowers to like your mom, your sister, super valid, bro. It goes to them, innit?
Yeah.
But then you give it to another drone that you're linking and you're pretending that you bought her flowers, bro. See, that it's mad, innit?
Do you not think that's mad?
He's not wrong.
He's
not wrong. Baddie's not wrong.
Do you know what? I don't think neither one of you are wrong.
It was a token of affection and you're just trying to pass that affection off to another
guy.
I
accepted the affection. Like, I said, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I'll take this gesture and I'll take it in mind when I make my decision for who's going to be my queen.
swear to God, why? You know, the mad thing is, he actually believes everything he says, bro. I want people to be like, he genuinely believes this.
And I respect it.
Yeah, that's what I read.
Bro, I live by it. What do you mean, believe? If you get believing, I make it reality.
Yeah.
Mm. So, okay, cool. Let me ask you a question. When does the given person, so the one who gave you the flowers,
does she know?
Does she know that you move them on?
Come on, bro. That's a stupid thing. Like, let me ask you a question. Do you tell the bank when you're asking for a finance what you do with the money?
Yeah.
You have to. You kind of have that to. That was the worst analogy.
You know, that was the worst analogy. You made that easy for me.
Yeah.
You're going to have to. You said, if I was to borrow you money, I won't ask him what you're doing.
I'll tell you what I need it for. All right, still. No, I didn't tell her.
You didn't tell her, so there you go. That's where you being disingenuous.
So if someone gives you a present, you have to let them know.
No, I'm saying giving it out. What about the receiving? What about the receiving person? So does she genuinely believe that you went out and seeked this flowers? Because the whole, you remember flowers, I'll be honest with you, 9 out of 10 times.
You know what it is? They call this gaslighting.
I gaslighted
the situation.
Okay.
Go on, keep going. How did you gaslight the situation?
So I gaslighted them that I had to go somewhere far to get these flowers, which is not a lie because the girl lived very far.
Okay.
I'm using technicality.
Yeah. I hear it.
Loophole. We're going. Yeah. Okay.
There's always a great look. Even the governments have great
loopholes. Yeah, facts.
Right, wrong. Yeah, so I'm just utilizing the dating scene.
Mm.
Remember, this is a scene.
No, can I ask you a genuine question, hand on heart? How is it like juggling two women at the same time, bro?
That's light work. I'm doing 20.
No, but how do you do it? Like, there's not enough.
Because
the,
what
day.
You need to understand.
Do you have to lotion?
It's a recycle. It's no lotion. You have to, like, my process and strategy is really kind of easy. You get to know someone fairly quick, first half an hour. Where are you from? What's the deal? What's your family?
Yeah.
What's your work? Give me a little bit of history about yourself. It's like an interview.
Yeah.
First half an hour. From that first half an hour, with the comments they say, you should be able to intel what the deal is.
Yeah.
Am I feeling you? You're a bit funny. You got a good personality. I don't like what you say.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Yeah. From that first screening, you then move into stage one.
Okay.
Correct or not?
Yeah.
Stage one is then, I'll get your number.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm calling you or FaceTiming you.
Yeah.
And we're seeing how we can bounce off each other. Because there's only so much you can talk about. Correct or not?
Yeah, I'm just school of dating. I love this
card. YN, I'll teach you.
YN is crazy.
Take it easy. So then now, after that part, if you surpass that stage, you're on stage two now.
What's stage two?
Stage two is now, are you okay with me just being on the phone, or do you need to see me?
Because
I don't need to see you.
But she needs to get a bank card out.
But it's up to you. If for you stage two has to be you seeing me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because for me, I'm okay with you not seeing me because I'm Muslim. Right or wrong?
Yeah, right.
I'm not incorrect.
That's crazy. Just crazy. Allah, I'm not buying this. But go on.
You're I'm not buying it. I'm saying. I'm not buying. Technically, not buying you're right. But go on.
He's inserting that he's Muslim. But he's doing un-Islamic things.
How?
But the 20... Okay, cool. So, all right. Cool.
I'm on stage two.
At stage two. How many are you juggling in stage two?
It could be how many interviewers there are. Like, how many, like...
Yeah. But you said I juggle 20. So, what I'm saying
I'm saying, at that time, like, right now, maybe I'm doing 10.
In stage two.
Damn. So, you're linking 10 gal.
I'm not linking the conversation.
How do you have
No,
time?
No. That's stage one.
Do you not work?
Stage two is still conversation.
I thought stage two is linking.
Stage two is the only reason you will link me is if you can't pursue a conversation structure without seeing me.
Oh, okay.
That's the reason that behind of the girls.
So, they jump.
Some girls will not take you serious until you meet them.
Yeah, 100%.
Valid, yeah.
So what I'm saying to you is I can take you serious without meeting you.
Yeah. Okay,
so
cool.
For you now to want to meet, for me to meet you, then bring out your pockets. Time is money.
So that's stage three. Let's just say stage three is coffee.
Yeah, I'll go for the coffee now. Now it's face to face.
How many are coffee in at any given time?
He drinks coffee every day.
It depends. Internationally, on the international spectrum, it's kind of different.
Okay.
Yeah. International spectrum is because
just keep it local.
Let's keep it local.
Let's do this.
So I'll give you this.
Let's
week.
Focus.
We've been
local.
Here for about a week.
Yeah, a week. You've been back how long?
About a week. Not even a week. Today's Friday. I came back last week Saturday.
All right, cool. Yeah, go on.
Boom. So last week Saturday, been about eight. Eight little coffee dates.
Eight.
Yeah. Eight coffee dates.
That day paid for.
Yeah.
I don't know how you find the time to do that, Kelly.
That's what I'm saying.
It's not hard, bro.
No, it's not hard, but
it's like
time consuming.
I'll have work, or I'll have something, and I'll be like, I've got available slot there. Would you be interested in that time? It's not a work slot or anything. It's like, you know what? You work close to me at work. I can go there. Yeah, me up. We'll have a coffee.
Yeah. What about if I'm having too much fun? I want to stay.
I wouldn't do that. I always
I sort of stay, like, you know, it's sometimes like, damn, no, it's, work. I'm calling sick while I'm halfway through the shift.
But no, because in this world, you have to understand, you can't have too much of something that's nice. If it was nice at that moment, me now going away and thinking about it, like, wow, it was quite nice meeting this girl. Mm. It will have me going, same as her. She'll be like, rah, he just left me. He's gone. I don't want me too thirsty.
No, I get that. I get the message. It's a game plan. Okay, it's a game plan. Okay.
But now, hear stories that I have. Because, like now, in America, in the last month or two, should I say, I've had an absolute...
Whale of a time.
Whale of a time. Especially with females.
Okay.
Yeah.
Talk your talk.
Like, I'm being serious, bro. I know it hurts you because you got one arm.
Go on. No, I'm listening.
Hi, guys. I got stabbed.
I'm listening. Go on.
But what I'm saying is, I learned a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. I learned one thing is, because we were talking about it right now with Dan and whatnot.
Yeah.
Toxicity. Yeah.
Okay.
Girls love toxic. I'm just giving you the heads up.
That's
I swear to you.
Okay.
Do you not agree or not?
I don't disagree.
You don't disagree?
No. I fully 100% agree with that.
Come on.
But for me, it's like, I like a peaceful life, so I like to test the waters with it, but I don't like it. If that makes sense.
I like to dabble.
It's a necessary evil. Sometimes I'm like, quite sexy. Shut up, man. Yeah. But then sometimes I'm just like, mm-mm. But I don't, like, I need a peaceful life.
But I don't think they like it to the extent that they think they like it.
The problem is you crumble.
What?
One toxic. Why is he attacking? I feel like I'm being attacked, but go on.
The reason why I say that is because you don't like confrontation.
Yeah, I hate confrontation.
There you go. Someone like me, I don't mind confrontation.
No, you thrive in it.
Yeah, it doesn't scare me. Does that make sense what I'm saying? It's more towards like okay, you can confront me without it being like an aggressive or anything. How can we play there? Let me see how witty you are.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
But do not think it's jarring going back and forth with gal, bro. Like, that's what I mean, confrontation. I can't take it, bro.
How though? You learn more.
If it's cheeky, like, I'm not going to lie to you.
No, that's cheeky. But I'm talking about arguing because this guy, what he'll do is argue, bro.
I can't argue.
I don't argue. I debate.
What you?
It's the same shit, my bro.
It's not. That's what, for you, it's like the girls themselves, they're not arguing with me. I'm just giving them a different view. I'm not a yes man. What's wrong with that? Am I wrong or wrong?
You don't need to be a yes man.
There you go. But some of these guys, even though they have an opinion, they're not going to say it because they're thinking it's a girl. That's not how it is.
No. There's definitely a balance.
So for me, it's like a normal conversation with a female.
I wouldn't ever argue, bro.
So let's say now she's saying something. I'll give an example. Swear to you, I'm just my witness. You can call him later. Yeah. I swear to you. We're at a place. Yeah. One of these girls are talking or whatnot. The girl's dead in my eye, looking at her face. She's telling me, people call me that. I look like Huda from Love Island.
Who?
Huda. The Moroccan girl.
I don't watch Love Island, but go on. Okay. Yeah. I'm assuming
let's
she's
say, Leng. Let's just say she's Leng.
She's not Leng.
Okay, cool.
My brother, she's the worst of the worst.
Okay, cool. Stop. Okay, cool.
It shocked me. I was like,
Cool.
So then I'm just like, people are deluded enough to believe
what people tell them. Wait. So she's saying she looks like this girl.
Yep.
Which you don't class as Leng, but wait, hear me out.
No, Huda's Leng.
Oh, that's what we, because the way you said it.
You made out of that Huda girl was needy.
Yeah. No. The Huda girl's all right.
We said.
Listen, tell me on Love Island, you're all right.
We said, let's just assume Huda's Leng. He's like, no, she's not Leng. So this girl.
The Huda's Leng.
Yeah, but this girl.
This overdrawn.
No, she's not Leng. And she's got in her head that people come to her and tell her she looks like Huda.
Yeah.
It's like this guy coming and everyone telling him he looks like Chris Brown. He doesn't.
I don't like Chris Brown. Kanye West, I'll take.
But he tells you.
I think Kanye. I get Kanye East all the time.
All day long, I'll be like,
No, I hear it. Okay, so
both. Sorry.
This guy's hilarious.
Wait, sorry.
We haven't even started. We started the podcast.
We're rocking.
So you're telling me, yeah?
Yeah.
So there's this. You don't understand this, yeah? There's this girl that thinks she looks like this person.
Yep.
But isn't.
Mm-hmm.
But you're the one that says your smile is Chris Brown, though.
Yeah, I am, though.
No, but Jenny, do you
get that? Do you get that?
I get that all the time, bro.
So what?
So now do you believe
it? But I was walking in Washington.
So now do you believe it?
So now do you tell girls
you're under my influence? Like, do you go around and do that?
Not her, though.
What do you mean, not her? Not her.
How could she not look like Huda and you look like Chris Brown?
Because me, when they're telling me face, I can understand. Not the body. I'm accepting. Well, I'm accepting the face.
Okay, what about her? She might be accepting the face as well.
Yeah.
She's not.
Or she might pull the body, bro. Fluffy.
She's fluffy.
Fluffy too much.
I love her.
And that's why it was shocking to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
But did you tell her that? Then did you tell her you don't look like that, John?
No, sometimes it's better for you to keep quiet. My mom always said, if you ain't got nothing good to say,
I agree with you. So where's the argument? You agree with my point?
Because he said, don't argue with Gal. You said, I have an appointment. Yeah.
This is, to me, the reason why I'm not going to argue, because they're completely deluded for me to argue with them.
So
but I'm saying there's normal people that have normal arguments that you can have a normal debate with.
You have normal debates, but they're like, depends, like...
Like him, it doesn't matter. Anything they say, he'll say no.
I just leave the room, bro. As soon as they even raise, if I see a change in octaves,
why can't you calm down a woman by your way?
You can't, bro.
So when your wife get angry, what do?
I walk out the yard, bro. I walk out the house, bro.
Do you agree with that?
I'm telling you, bro.
No, I don't agree with that.
I walk out the house, bro. I can only like discuss the issue once everybody's calmed down. She's anyhow like Aggie or I'm Aggie, I can't. No.
Okay, cool. You wanna go cool down?
Back and I'll be like, have you calmed down yet? She'll be like, no, all right, I'll go away again. Mm. Then I'll come back, I'll be like, have you calmed down? No, and I'll keep saying, have you calmed down until she says, yeah, I've calmed down. Now let's have a conversation. And then if she starts to raise her voice again, assalamu alaikum, I'm leaving the house again, bro.
I can't do that.
So you guys will just sit there and just go tit for tat?
No, we're not going for tit for tat. No, but you got to remember, I'm talking to you. There's no raising voices.
You're not raising voices.
Go on, Andrew Tate.
Don't let me call the butler. Take off, man.
No, it's just more about, to be fair, I do agree with you. You shouldn't argue with women. There's no reason to. And if you are arguing, like, there's a way, a manner in speaking.
That's what I'm saying.
You've got sisters, though.
I don't argue with none of them. All of them tell you, they've never got an argument or nothing out of me, bro. Even my own mom, no one can get an argument out of me, bro.
Yeah.
If I feel like there's going to be a moment where I'm going to argue. I might lose my head occasionally, but 99.9% of the time, bro, I'll just leave.
Do you think is that because that works for you?
That's the only way, bro.
What about you, Mo? Not to say argument. Let's say now you know that one of your sisters or your mom is incorrect. Would you tell your mom and sister, like, oh, yeah, well, I'll... That's not it.
100%.
I'm confident enough to say what I believe in it. Whether my mum believes it or she doesn't believe it or there's anything bad that comes from that, I'm going to say it.
But do you have the sense of delusion though, that you're always right?
No.
Hamza's not a bad thing, but I'm just saying it's not a delusion to say I'm not wrong because the reason why I say that is
because before I make that decision to believe if it's right or wrong, I do a mathematical equation.
Okay.
I make sure that answer, I've done the equation to a point that answer comes out as x equals 7. So in my head, it's like, okay, cool. If I know I'm going to say this, Hamza's done the equation. Mm. Sometimes I could be wrong. Yeah. No one's saying
But do you put your hands up and say,
yeah,
I'm wrong?
Be honest. Anytime I'm wrong, I say, yeah, well, my bad.
Yeah, that's sick.
I have the confidence to say that. Because I know that.
But majority of the time, you do feel like you are always right.
And a majority of the time, am I right?
You are, but at the same time...
The conversation, we should just end it
Because a broken clock is right twice a day, bro.
That's what that conversation...
No, we don't end the conversation there, bro.
He just said that suits his daddy, because...
Because, bro...
To be fair, let me ask you this question. This summer, what was the wildest thing that happened to you?
I don't think I could talk about it.
Just
PG
it up.
No. I don't know. I'll be real. I think I was, like, someone who messaged me, he's like, you're definitely the first... Like in apostrophes, soldier boy voice.
Yeah.
You're definitely the first Marley on a horse.
That's a lie. I've been on a horse.
Obviously, I'm taking a bit. He's taking a bit. I went away to Nashville. I was cold, by the way. And then
we were the rednecks.
If you go to Nashville,
what was the food like though?
I was about to say there's one place here. I can't remember his name. I'm gonna get it for you, but it's famous day. So as soon as you get there, everyone will tell you where to go. It is the fried chicken spotlight. It is a joke.
You're saying halal, yeah?
Yeah, it's a joke though, bro. Nice. It was nuts over there. Like the food was so.
The food is that's what
I'm saying. Yeah, but everyone was nice, man. I was asking, was there
a lot of halal spots though in Nashville?
Not really.
Out of curiosity?
Nah, not really.
Do you know Americans that look for the American Muslims?
Yeah.
They
they have this thing. I forgot what it was called. There's a certain name for it. But majority of them don't even eat halal food, bro.
They don't even ask for it.
They just say Bismillah, innit?
Yeah, because because they say it's a Christian country and they're the people of the book. They can't find like any halal spots.
But I'll be honest with you, it's getting better. It's getting better. Like now in New York, there's a lot of spots in there.
New York's different.
It's more the redneck states.
Midwest.
They're not going to let that change occur.
Yeah. They don't have halal meat.
But why would you live there though?
But that's what I'm saying. So you can only eat what you can eat, innit? You know what I'm saying?
Minnesota, they got a lot of Somalians.
They're loaded out there.
But did you see any Somalians in Nashville?
No. Bro, I hardly saw like but there was a few though. They were lit. And then obviously where we were staying, so we had like this massive house. We had like next door, we had some people from Memphis. They were hood.
Just ghetto youths.
Bro, so hood. Like the girls are like just telling me like, oh, so what, you lot stay strapped? And I was like, what? That's the first question.
I said
to my boy Dez, I was like, yo, as soon as we walk out of here, make sure that door's locked.
They're gonna rob you.
They're gonna rob us. Yeah. And then one of my boys smokes, isn't it? She's like, are you on weed? Bro, they brought out two big bags. Like I said, these are real Americans. Yeah. And then they were vibey. They were cool. But after that threat, they were cool, man. And they were just talking about like over there, bro, it's nuts. They're strapped up all the time. And even the gal are strapped up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, why did you girls stay strapped up? And I think I recorded it on my thingy. They should like basically if. It's for our safety. If I say tell a man, no, you can't have my number, he might just punch me up.
Yeah, that should happen.
You know how nuts that is?
Yeah, that should happen.
I said, nah. What? I said, what? He goes, yeah, and people walking down the street won't stop it.
Bro, that happened to me in Canada, you know.
But you got jumped?
Bro, but Allah works in different ways. Go on. Like, just reached the first day of Canada. Yeah. First day. We got a Zoom, like, I don't know how, some girl was like to me, oh, I'm going to take you, you know what I mean, dates again.
Okay.
I didn't mean
you're the baddest bee I know.
So I've gone to like this place called Saha in Canada, Toronto. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gone there, grabbed the munch. But now, you know me, belly full. I'm thinking, I want to just chill. But the guy that I'm with, these are Arabs, they want dessert.
Obviously.
Can I have or maybe like a little asir, you know, like Saha. Yeah. I'm thinking, ya Allah. They took me to a banging spot called Asir Time. If you're from Canada, you know Asir Time, bro, banging.
Yeah.
These have got me that since, but I'm in the car on TikTok live trying to get another date.
Okay.
Just letting people know I'm in Canada. Yeah. Slots out.
I don't think he has the same 24 hours. You know.
Yeah, I know. this guy time doesn't exist for him.
How? We all got the same time. Bro, you got just lazy and tired.
You got more dates than Ramadan.
Molly May us off.
You've got more dates than Ramadan.
We all have the same days and time.
Yeah. Don't Molly May us off.
Don't do that, man.
You know Molly May said. She said.
We've all got the same 24
hours. We've all got the same 24 hours.
Yeah.
So whatever you make of it, I made of it. Yeah. And everyone started cooking
up. Why? Yeah,
because they're like, bro, you use a Love Island and he blew off that. It's not like you grinded to where you got to. If she's that like Warren Buffett kind of person, then we'd understand it. But where she blew from like Love Island, they started cooking her. They said, I said, nah.
That's mad still.
That's what I said, don't molly me yourself like that.
No.
I'm joking. Play.
And then I've gone now, but I'm in a TikTok trying to get more girls. But now the girl, my cousin, has come back.
Things off TikTok.
I'm trying to.
Okay,
he gets drones off TikTok.
I'm at a point where I don't even open the messages. I don't even open the messages anymore.
No way.
But they're empty. They're like, I can't be bothered. Like, when I'm bored, I'll go through them.
Is it?
But trust me.
Send some my way, man.
Well, trust me. Without any filters, I've been telling this guy. The guy gave up. Anyway,
No,
I don't want it. I'm trying to be a good boy.
No, that's all I like to hear. I'm trying to find my queen, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm done now.
But we're looking in all the wrong places.
Bro, trust me. But anyway,
I ain't looking on TikTok. That's what I need to do. You get endless dates. I get treated like a baby. I get flowers. No, I don't know what to do with it, but I get flowers.
That's this is what I'm trying to say. But this is what happens though. Yeah, Eli works quickly.
Okay, cool.
Look,
he got out of this.
Eli works quickly. I never
Okay, cool, cool.
So I'm on the live. My cousin and the girl have come back in the car. Pal, I've told the girl, you know, I'm tired. You drive because you know it's Canada better than me, so I can't bother to go there. You make them feel comfortable, nice car. Yeah. You know, oh my god, he let me drive his car. Like, wow, responsibility. You know, trust. This is how you know the relationship. The gaslighting. This is how it's working.
Yeah.
Well, she's moved a little bit. Pow. She's put the drink on the thing. Pow. The drink she got me dropped on the floor. I'm thinking, fuck. I forget the carpet. You know, the whole carpet.
On the carpet.
Shit. to the park up there. Like, now I'm trying to get the carpet. Me, I'm fired. I'm maybe thinking, I don't want to spend money to open the car wash for tomorrow. I'm saying, yeah, cool. I don't see it in the passenger seat. Yeah. So I'm not really going to fix it. Let me fix it up. So I grabbed it, dashed it outside. I'm slapping it on the tire. Yeah. Yeah. And in the middle of Canada, you know? Like, I don't know what happened there. Yeah.
That's in the middle of Canada.
Two Indian crackers walk by, yeah? Yeah? You bloody black? You hate black people. I'll kill you, black people. But I'm discombobulated. Like,
no.
What? He's just insulting me. He's saying, don't let me get a strap now. Don't let me get out of my country. You stupid. I'm saying,
who's in this?
Wait, he's the Indian?
Indian, bro. This Indian guy. He's on TikTok, bro. I posted it out, bro.
The video I've seen
bro, the guy is going mad at me. Bro.
No way.
Then I'm like, nah, he's tapped. He's on crack. Something's going on here. Yeah. I'm saying, bro, I'm not even from this country. He said, yeah, where you from? Yeah, the States. He said, I'm from New York. I said, bro, I know, but this is not New York. Like, like I'm just so discombobulated. Then his friend, I'm telling his friend, like, sus, sus. Bro, like, we're just going back at each other. Like, it's a cracking to a cracking, but I'm sober cracking. Like, he's cracking. Like, bro, it's just too much. Like, yeah. I get the racism thing. It happens, bro. Like, even one time, I'm walking in New York, just the guy's like, huh!
No,
bro, man, just walking.
No, but it's mental health. Mental
health.
Yeah, over there, bro. Lord. That's what I'm saying, man.
On that topic, though, do you think because countries just generally are not doing well financially, a lot of people are actually resorting to drugs?
Nah.
Like, I'm seeing way more crackheads around in London now.
No, I'm telling you, where it is this country, they look after the crackheads. They give them rehab for free. They're allowed to go to places. In America, there's no help.
Skid Row, innit?
My brother. Yeah.
No, that, no, that's what he's saying. Is it worse in America or is it worse here?
It's worse in America.
Of course, so that's what he's saying. He's saying, 100%. Is it worse in a place like we're in America? Because I'm not going to lie, their welfare system is not that great.
There's no safety net.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
so no you're either going to do it okay or be rich here, or bro, just flat
the police,
out.
The
like,
police take you. They section you.
Yeah.
You get a section. Yeah, there is no section. Maybe if you do a crime, it's the only time you get to the cell. You're not going there because you're
tapped.
Tapped.
Yeah.
That's the bigger problem there, bro. So, there's times, bro, I'm just walking in New York, Jamaica, Queens, bro, and then someone just literally put down their trousers and busted shit in the middle of the road. And you have, just, wild, you have to just walk past that. Like,
it's lit, though.
You see me, yeah? No, you see me, I'm like this. People, my cousin, like, yo, don't look, man. Don't look at me. You just walk. Like, he said, I don't like you. Because you look, me, I look at people like, I'll just see like a cracker just.
You're just looking at it.
Like, is anyone else seeing what I'm seeing?
Yeah.
Is it just me?
They're just immune to it now.
No, I think it's fucked. I think, as you said, bro, it's poverty and just where they are in life, isn't it, bro? It's sad, man. Sad. I don't know. I don't think I'll ever get to a point where I even consider taking drugs like that, though. I don't care how bad my life is, bro.
No.
I don't think I'll be like,
but
oh,
some of these people
what?
Got spiked.
Yeah, people do get spiked.
Or some people, like, it got forced into them, or, like, it was, like, it was just, like...
I know a girl that happened to. She smoked a crack spliff, bro. She didn't know it was... She just thought it was a normal spliff. And then, boom, this guy just kept, like, giving her crack spliffs and that. And then he kicked her out, and then she just obviously kept buying loud, but she weren't getting as high as she wanted to, and then she went back to him. My mom goes, bro, I was lacing your fucking weed with crack, and now she's a Marley girl, bro. Full-on crackhead now, bro.
No way.
Full on, bro. Like, she works on the beat.
Where is he gonna go? Where is he gonna go?
Because he's actually ruined her life.
Yeah, he ruined her life. The girl will tell you, bro. She goes, that nigga ruined my life, bro. Like, ruined it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Have you seen that Somali guy on TikTok that said there was crack in the spliff?
Yeah.
That's where he went wrong.
My God, They got another Somali. Yeah, stop falling for this. Somali was on there. They were like, they were basically interviewing him, and it was on the sofa. And they're like, how do you end up on crack and that? And he goes, I was just some guys and they put like cracking my spliff and that. He goes, that's where it all went wrong. But yo, it's a dark story, man. Dark, you know
but
saying?
Yeah, but would did they do it just on his or would they all just smoke it and then? Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I thought they got me once. This is back in the day when I was drugging and that. I was in a trap. I was bagging up.
Yeah.
And there's this one guy called Staff. He's still about, but some Rasta youth. Yeah. Anyway. As I'm bagging up, I've just said to him, yo, strap the zoot for me. This one I used to smoke in it. So he strapped a spliff for me and that, boom, I'm smoking. And the guy looked me dead in the eye and said to me, do you feel it? I said, what? I said, what? He goes, do you feel it? I said, feel what? He goes, you're going to feel it soon. On my life, I felt like I was going to trip.
Yeah.
So I just like fucking put the spliff out, went home, tried to sleep it off and that. And yeah, long story short, I don't know if it happened to me, but yeah, it can happen, bro. You know what I'm saying? Long story short,
that's dark.
That's dark, bro. I'm not gonna lie to you, bro. You can't do that. That's crazy.
Nah, what I'm saying, bro. Just,
after I come back sober life,
yeah, I'm finding you, man.
After I come back,
yeah, after I come back, switching, yeah, 100%. We can't be walking like that, like normal, bro. All
right, look, I was gonna start getting into some dilemmas, guys.
Talk to us, man.
Let me see which ones we've got.
Talk to us.
For the people, thanks for sending in the dilemmas, by the way, guys. We appreciate you as usual. Where are you? Boom. Right. We want sensible responses, guys. No craziness.
I don't know how to know, Sugar.
Right, this one says, it's a quick one. It's more of a question, guys. Need help cutting off a fake homie. I always feel like I need them, but do I really need them or not? Like, basically, they've got a bad friend that they want to cut off. How do I cut them off? Do you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know, man. Have you got any experiences of cutting niggas off and that, or girls, or whatever? Yeah, man.
Go on, Ben. You go first.
For me, it's not that deep, bro. Like, if a person asks, not even to like sound like a fucking meme or a TikTok, but if a person reveals themselves to you, bro, that's it. They are who they are, innit? Don't try and repaint them. Cut them off, bro. It's easy, bro.
Depends on what you're cutting them off for, man. But like,
it depends on the violation. Remember,
so yeah, I'm. If it's a violation, that's a different story. If it's a violation, but if it's stuff like you're cutting them off because they don't make time for you anymore, circumstances change and stuff like that. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, say for instance, if someone went and got married and you don't see them for 5 years, or you got a friend that starts working a new job, he just works ungodly hours.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like that can't cut a friend off. If it's someone that snaked you and done something that's a violation,
I think we're leaning more towards
to a vio.
Yeah, to a vio.
Then that's that,
like,
then
how,
that,
like, how, do you know what I'm saying? How would you, like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm one of them type of guys that need to get burnt like 99 times and to realize
that person's not good for
you. Yeah, like, I've always been like that, though. I've not been like one guy that just gets burnt once and I'm saying,
so no, that's because you've probably got a forgiving nature. Do you know what I'm saying?
Maybe, bro, I don't know, but I feel like at the same time, I wish I was more cutthroat like other people that can get violated once and be like, fuck that. But for me, I believe in the person, innit? You know what I'm saying? And you try and make excuses for people, innit?
100%, because they haven't always been this way.
Yeah, bang on. And you remember the good times.
100%.
You always remember the good times, innit?
You
sound like girls that have been like in... I'm not even going to say it.
Let's move on. He's going to get cancelled.
I don't know what you mean.
I was going to say it. I'm not going to lie. For the last 2 years, I've been going through that.
Yeah.
And personally, the way I've looked at it, it's got to a stage now where it's like, I've learned that sometimes some people are just there for that time period. And not everyone's going to be there for your whole life.
100%.
And while the people are there in your life, you should cherish that and enjoy that. And when it's time to move on, qadr Allah.
But how do you move? Like, do you clock it instantly? Or do you give people the benefit of the doubt?
I think it all comes down to, what are your boundaries? What is your violation? Does that make sense? What do you accept as a violation to a degree? Like, the violation I accept from my sisters because I have no choice. And to the violation I accept from you is completely different.
Facts.
I hear it.
So that's where the outline of where does your friendship for each individual go along?
Yeah.
So for me, it's like, at the end of the day, number one thing I've learned and I've understood is that it doesn't matter whether they're Muslim or not Muslim. It doesn't matter whether they're good or bad. At the end of the day, at some point in this world, nobody's perfect. Somebody's going to mess up.
100%.
So at the end of the day, the best thing I can advise is, the best way for you to leave a friend is, I affis you and you go about your business.
And also, it depends on how much remorse they show as well, man.
Yeah.
Like, if you come on like, well, I did what I did, innit? You ain't got respect for me, so you, like, there's no
problem. Bro, I'm telling you, like, bro, I've gone through, like, especially the last 2 years, bro, 12 years, 8 years, 10 years, friendships, like, that have been, like, for a long time. Bro, that, like, you might as well classify as your brothers.
Yeah, man, your family and everything. Not everybody.
But, like, all these relationships, like, 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, at what point are we going to start considering the fact that you might be the problem?
I think.
Wallahi, in a weird way, he's got a point, though. Because sometimes, like, we'd like to project. Maybe you're the issue. Not you, but.
You've outgrown
this is actually an intervention.
But you've outgrown that friendship as well, though. Yeah. You can also outgrow friendships. So.
At the end of the day, the way I look at it, for friendship definitely to break up, something's happened there. And unless someone's been violated, then the friendship can be amended. Correct or not?
It depends on the violation.
Bro, I'm telling you. It depends on the violation. That's what I'm trying to say. That's where it comes down to your boundaries.
Yeah.
What you're violating. Yeah, what I'm trying to say to you. Right now, Mohammed, me and you, I go outside. I do something silly. I piss you off. You don't chat to me today or tomorrow. But 3 days later, I might chat to you.
Yeah, that's calm. That's a different story.
But right now, Mo, you're doing the podcast. But while you're doing the podcast, man quickly goes in your pocket, takes £20 from you. That's a different violation.
Yeah, that's disrespectful.
I'll give you a real life example, innit? These are two guys I know, best friends, Batty and Bench, yeah? They were in a taxi. No, Batty and Bench is a northern saying.
I understand that.
But it's a why, but anyway, bro, grow up, guys.
Yeah,
which one of them is Batty?
Listen, just grow up. Anyway, so they're in a taxi. One of them's got grub on him, innit? And the other bridge is like a lidge guy, bro.
Yeah.
But he's his boy, you know how like in the hood you can have a guy with a car.
Yeah, of course.
But they're both in a taxi and that. Boom, the car gets T-packed by police and that, innit?
Yeah.
So the brethren, the drug dealer, throws the food like
in the car.
Like in the car, innit? Boom. Obviously police come, search it up, boom, bam, bim. They both get nabbed, okay? Because he's not
No one's owning
up to him. Mm. So what's happening now is the legit friend is saying to the other friend, like, yo, bro, just own up to it. Take the charge. It's your food. I'm not gonna snitch, but just take the charge. My man's saying, nah, I think I can bust it, bro. Like, I wanna see how far this goes, innit? Like, I don't wanna admit to it. So anyway, the case is going on. Obviously, they take the food, whatever. Boom. They've been officially charged now, both of them.
Damn.
Possession with intent to supply. Mm. Class A drugs. All right.
Remanded boom. Or no remand?
No remand. All right. Boom.
Just for the people at home, what's remanded? What's remanded?
Remand is like when they take you into custody.
Regardless, like, if you got, like,
you don't get bail.
You're not guilty or not.
Yeah. So you go in jail.
Yeah, you go in jail,
and you're not allowed to go home.
They're gonna figure out if you're guilty or not.
Okay, cool. Damn.
So that's what remand is. But they take that time into account on your sentencing. But anyway, long story short.
So wait. So they did. So there was no remand in this.
There was no remand. Both of them were released on bail, obviously. And then
why are you saying damn for?
No, that's good. They're on road.
Oh, they're on road. I thought this like legit guy. Now I can't report to work. He's got his whole function.
No, but they're on road. And now these two guys that were best friends aren't brethren anymore, because obviously both are on charges. My man saying he's not taking a charge. Boom, bam, bim. Everyone, we all tried to mediate and tell the guy whose drugs it was, bro, take the fucking charge, bro.
Yeah.
He's saying, nah, man, I want to see how far I can take this.
Because he's got that
glimmer of hope.
There's someone else that's in it with me.
No.
He genuinely thinks
he's not getting charged and I'm not getting charged.
Yeah, like, he thinks they're both going to bust case.
But that's what he
thinks. Like, something's going to go wrong or whatever, or
they might lose the evidence, or something might happen. So fuck
going guilty straight away. Let me see how far it goes. And then if it gets to the last bit,
then I'll
take the charge. Anyway, it goes, proceeds. They both take it to trial. The guy doesn't even go guilty, bro. Just says, fuck it. Says to his boy.
Yo, we're riding this.
We're riding this, bro.
Damn.
They're riding this. Boom. I think one got four. They both got like four years.
Actual religious.
So they both got 4 years. They've come out now, yeah? The guy whose drugs it was is saying, like, he's basically telling everybody in the area, my man's a bitch, man. Like, I was with brethren, rare. Like, you know, like, trying to gaslight everyone to say,
what?
He's wrong for not chatting to me. And the other guys, like, he ruined my life, bro. Like, I was meant to go, like, uni, all this shit. So I'm telling you, bro, sometimes we hold on to people.
What?
We hold, yeah.
No, I can't see, lie
that,
to you.
That for me, that's dark, bro.
It's dark, but we hold on to people, bro. And for
I'm
me,
not
I'm
a
like,
friend, bro.
That's not your friend, bro. That's,
he's not a friend, bro.
He's an op, bro. That's up, crazy. Bro.
But then you don't know until it's too late, though. That's what I'm trying to say to you, bro. Because I'm not going to lie. Like, I've been that guy that's...
So wait. Let me ask you, as a mediator, what did you see that friend as?
Yeah, fucking snitch. I said, bro, take the charge. The guy was like, yo, I don't want to snitch, though. But everybody was saying to him, just snitch.
Just snitch, nah. Bro, yeah, can I be rude, bro? If you're legit, and bro, I'm telling you this now. If you're jugging and you're in my car, and then we get stopped, I'm like...
I know, but listen.
Bro, that way.
It's easier said than done, bro.
No. I'm saying this because...
When I was in a drug mashing work and we were going out buying bottles, buying out the bar, you was with man, bro.
No.
So basically, man...
What's that got to do with it?
No, listen. Because look, I'm not saying he should have snitched or shouldn't have snitched.
Yeah.
I'm just saying this, innit? Like, as much as homeboy wants to claim that he was innocent,
He was.
He wasn't part of the life. But at the same time... At the same time... When his boy was making money, bro, he was eating with his brethren, bro.
Hold on, pause.
You can't take the good times or the bad times.
Hold on, pause. Firstly, I'm not going to point directly, but I'm going to wait for you to say it. I'm just saying me and you. Yeah. Let's just say, I'm waiting for you to say it. If you don't say it, I'm saying it. Because forget the good times. If I get a mad bonus at work and I'm saying, you man, we're out tonight, it's on me. It don't matter what how I got the money. It's got nothing to do with me, and I got it legit. So why the hell do I care what money you're blowing on?
I'm blowing the money on, like, it's not just I'm eating by myself. You're eating with money. Right, you might be lidge.
No,
you're giving it.
Yeah,
there you go. We're walala nah, bro. So in good times,
I need to take a charge. Let me ask a question. When you was making the money and you're splitting the profit, you didn't.
I'm not gonna lie. I advise him not to snitch. I know I'm a bad person for saying that. And everybody else was like, "Yo, bro, you're governed by road." I said don't snitch.
Yeah, that's because you are governed by road.
I'm not allowed.
Bro, hear me out.
Bro,
okay, cool. Okay, No. Hear me out. If bro, you got your boy. Yeah, let's just say it's you. Yeah, you got your boy. Legit doesn't play those games, man. He's literally got his whole life ahead of him.
Yeah,
you taking a risk. That's your reward. That's your risk. This guy ain't risking nothing. If I want to break bread and go out and eat some food or go do whatever, blow bottles, whatever, and I'll bring the man then. Bro, now you must take whatever. No, that's not how it goes, bro. That's grooming, bro. That's weird.
Yeah. No, it's not grooming, bro.
That is. That's basically saying.
You know it is. I think.
No, that's crazy, bro. Bro, I promise you now, bro. That you should have said snitch, bro. That is crazy that you didn't say that, bro.
I couldn't because I was like, bro. Like, I seen them guys together, and I seen them living it up together. I'm seeing them living it up together, bro. So when his bedroom was mashing works and had the fucking half on a chokehold and he was making money, as legit as this guy was. He was with him, cause.
In what sense?
No, he was.
Did
just,
he? Okay, did
he? Didn't. He didn't drug. The other kid wasn't. The other kid wasn't trapping.
Then there you go. He never put in the work for him
to be taken.
He done him a favor. He done him a favor. Like, yo, my brother, you came up with me. I've made it. I got you.
I got you. That's got nothing. That's two different things, bro.
Now all of a sudden, I'm driving with you, but I ain't told you I got a box of coke behind me. Shit, we got feds behind us, bro. I got coke in with me, you know.
Yeah, imagine what? I don't even know the bro. I don't even know you got it on you. Yeah. And I'm just going to get food with you, bro, because you're my boy.
Well, like, maybe the way I'm thinking is fucked, bro. You might be right.
Like, no.
What do you mean? Maybe the way it is, 110%.
Bro, that's... Yeah. I'm
the reason why I'm saying it, bro.
Maybe I was wrong.
How about this? Yeah, I don't even think snitching applies to anyone that's not on road.
I agree with that.
What? Bro, have you not
snitching? Doesn't apply to anyone that's not on road.
It's still snitching. Let's be real.
Yeah, it's still snitching.
No, so hold on.
I can't be a snitch if I'm not on road, bro.
Yeah, you're a civilian. If you're a civilian, you're not.
I'm a civilian. So I can't be a civilian.
No, but
nah,
I don't,
bro.
I don't
civilian
think...
for me. I consider yeah. civilian. Like you're saying civilian, like good guys, bro. Just like not so, really.
No.
Involved
the,
in fuckery.
Not a jugger, but his boy.
But he was with man, bro. He wasn't.
What with man? Because he was partying together.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. It's party, money, whatever. You indulge in the lifestyle, even though you weren't getting your hands dirty, bro. You indulged in it, bro.
No, but
yeah, but indulging in it didn't come with the consequences of yo, my brother.
Brother, but that's the small print. People aren't telling you, bro. I'm telling the truth. That's the small print.
That's not
okay. Okay, let me ask you a question.
So it's a small print, bro.
How about this, yeah? If that guy were to go to jail and come out, I wouldn't be surprised if his lidge friend looked after him when he was popped down. And then he's only doing that because they're friends. He's not doing that because
you're looking at the opposite way around. Imagine it was the other way around. His lidge friend looked after him before he made it. And then when he made it, his bedroom said, yo, I got you because you get me, you helped me out. Yeah. But now... What happens?
He's not looking after him because he's on road. He's looking after him because you're my boy.
Listen, as your boy, I should be protecting you. I should be saying, listen.
Nah, bro, you're not taking that. That's not him.
No,
officer,
no.
Got nothing to do with him on the spot.
If I'm jugging,
that's honourable. But no one's really gonna.
No, bro, 100%. But if I'm jugging and you're really my boy, yeah, bro, and I'm gonna say, brother, you don't even need to get involved in this, bro.
By the way, I'm not condoning it. No, hold on, because this is making me look like a scumbag, bro. Like, what that guy did was the ultimate scumbag, bro.
Yeah.
I don't agree with it. I'm not condoning it.
The advice you gave, but the advice is the reason
gave,
why you are a scumbag.
The advice I gave
you
is to the guy.
Don't snitch.
The lich guy said, don't snitch, bro.
That's wrong,
bro.
You let him ruin his life.
I said, don't snitch,
like,
bro.
Right now, sitting there, do you think that guy there now, the life he's living,
deserves to be in jail just for a few bottles?
Come on, Wallah, man.
You ain't got a heart. On the rule.
You ain't got a heart.
No, it's not honourable, bro.
No, it's the truth, though. I'm not wrong enough.
Everything in life is growth, innit?
Facts.
Where I was then, back then, mentally, where I was, where I am now, thinking back on it, because it's crazy, like, I was probably in the wrong. Not even probably, I was totally in the wrong.
Man's doing 4 years just because I popped a couple bottles.
Yeah.
You know how crazy that is?
But that's, I don't know, man. You don't know people, innit? That's what I'm saying.
No, that is facts as well.
You don't know people, man. You think you know your brethren brethren's until you there's an acid test, bro. That was an acid test and they failed, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
you could 100%. Be brethren's 20, 30, 40 years, bro, and never ever have to go through that, bro. But there might be a moment where you need to go through something, and that's when your brethren reveal.
But I generally think there's little things. But you know what, I'll be honest with you, I think there's little traits that you see in people.
You see beforehand, bro. You get stopped by police, and then something's going on, the stuff gets thrown over there, and now everyone, all three of us are together. Someone's gonna say it's that person on a slide.
Bro,
that happened to you, though.
What? Say it again.
Like, let's say now all three of us get stopped.
Yeah.
We can see the fit that come.
Yeah.
We dash whatever we have. Let's just say we got a bit of hashish. We dash it there.
Yeah.
And then now the feds come. They search all of us. We ain't got no hashish.
Yeah, but they found something there.
Now, do you know how they do it? Split you.
Yeah.
Yo. If you say it's you, it's okay, it's not a problem.
See, that's outside, so that don't matter. If it's in the car, bro, it's the car person's responsibility. That's done. The whole saga is messed up. If it's outside, bro, they find it there. That's different, though. That's different.
Alright, cool. So let's say
if it's in the car, bro, I'm not gonna lie to you. How many juggers on the car?
Let's say three of us.
All jugging.
No.
So what? Yeah, we all go quiet, bro. What are we doing there?
That's true, lah.
Yeah, if we're all drinking, we go quiet.
If you're indulging in the life, bro. Like, look. For example, I'm super legit now. Super duper.
Yeah, good.
Legit,
love
I don't
that.
Live. I don't take a penny off the sidewalk. I'm a taxpaying citizen, bro.
Come on.
But if something in my past comes back and haunts me, bro.
Yeah.
Of some like whatever I did.
Yeah.
Comes and haunts me, bro. I have no room to snitch, bro. Even though I'm legit now.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
That's from back in the day. Like I super violated somebody, they might have got their lick back now.
Yeah.
I can't now go to the police and be like, "Oh, it was my man." Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm.
So for me, it's like, okay, you're a civilian up to a point. Bro.
Up to a point.
Up to a point. Like you can't.
But only if you've ever been in the game.
Only if you've been in the game.
But if you haven't, you're legit. You're civilian. That's what I'm saying.
Like me, I think there's a great area, bro. Civilians for me is a civilian is a normal.
Just my older brother. Okay, let me ask you.
You see my older brother, super civilian, bro. Like never ever looks left, right, like just to. Never did life wrong, bro.
Alright, let me ask you. I'm a super civilian.
Yeah.
But I'll have friends doing whatever, God knows what.
Yeah.
You're telling me that they're honourable men. Let's just say men. Forget the drinking or not, bro. You're an honourable man, bro. You're not gonna put your good friend that you actually in that predicament, bro. As a man, you shouldn't,
well,
bro.
Wallahi, billah, I've seen so many cases of.
Because let me, okay, so many, yeah, no, of course. Because
like,
I'm glad you're Usio if you do that.
Best friends, their brothers, their cousins, and it's the. I'm only saying people. It's all lip service. People will say I'm honourable. I stand tall. I do this.
Yeah, 100%.
Until you're in that situation, bro, and you're like, fuck, like it's a bit peak. Nobody knows what they would do. I would like to think I'd take the charge. I'd eat the charge, bro. If I did the crime,
let me ask you a question.
Save my bedroom.
Let me ask you a question.
But
if he ate the charge, do you reckon he would have got the same amount of time that he got then?
Yeah. I think he would have got the exact same.
That's crazy to me.
I don't know
how it goes, but that's mad to me.
That's
mad to me. So I'm like, bro, eat the charge. One of us getting charged.
Funny enough, I had the charge for one of my bedrooms, bro. When I got caught on my abo, two of my brethren, bro, one's my cousin and one's my other brethren, they got caught on the by camera. Pictures, serving, but they were working on my phone. One guy went to uni, one guy just freshly got married. So, like,
you just did the whole thing.
I took the whole charge. I'm already in remand. I'm in jail already, bro. I said, bro, put everything on me. My brethren went to uni, got his master's, saw his life. And my other brother is happily, like, is married.
So I'm just saying, there's moments where I'd like to think, so you know what's right, bro.
It's at that point.
Yeah.
On this guy's dilemma, just to make it fair, so the best thing to say is, yo, my brother, cut them off. If it's not good for you,
cut them off, yeah, facts. Off,
on that topic, though, do you guys not feel like friendship breakups are worse than actual breakups?
You take it too far, bro.
Not me.
No, Wallahi, he's so right, bro.
A guy that you've been with. So,
bro, you're talking about your day one, Cody, bro.
Rolling with
for all your
day.
Life, bro. Oh yeah, you.
It's the same as a girl.
No, bro, forget the girl, bro. The girl, obviously, you're gonna be upset, bro. Blah, 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 it's done, bro. But
you said it's the same breakup. I don't get.
No, I feel like
which one hurts more?
Which one hurts
more? Your friend, of course.
Your friend, bro.
Yeah, of course. I'm saying your friend. I thought you meant you're saying it's the same.
Like, no, I'm saying the friendship breakup is worse.
But do you guys believe in like time within friendships? Like, for example, let's say you've been friends with someone 20 years.
No, I just told you today, 12, 8, and 10. It doesn't matter, bro. It doesn't matter. Yeah, friendship. Doesn't matter.
I believe.
What's the question? What's the question?
So let's say like
you've been friends. Does it matter how long you've been friends?
How long you've been friends for?
No, it depends.
I can meet someone today or let's say and today and be locked in, bro.
But if they're good people, yeah, fine. Yeah, it depends on. Yeah, so time doesn't. That's also situational. So as an example, like in that scenario, whatever scenario, you might have grown up in that same area as that person. and then now you've grown up together, you guys just might be different people and you might not even like each other. That's what I'm saying. It's all situational because you might not even like each other if you hadn't grown up in the same sport.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's like circumstantial. You
I feel like that's just high school in general.
But that's what I'm saying. So that you kind of grow out of those kind of friendships because you realize actually these people aren't really good people. Good people, or yeah. They're just, we just grew up together. Do you know what I'm saying? 100%. So I don't believe in that time thing, but yeah.
But forgiveness as well, man. We're pushing, we're pushing forgiveness. But anyway, listen, on
that note, I think for sure we're out.
We're out. Listen,
season one. Season three. Episode one was good, innit?
Yeah.
Let's go, man. Yeah. Birdie's back.
What do we tell them, Birdie? Make sure they what? Follow.
Like, comment, share, subscribe. And before we sign out, just let you know our big up our official sponsors, Whistle Cola and the Unit Restaurant at 88 Hedford Street. Been keeping us well stocked. And go and check them out. Tell them the Apti sent you. And you can stock them drinks as well. The website will be in the link description below. Shout out to Mandem. Shout out to viewers.
What else? Apti
Podcast. Live show.
Okay.
Bomba Club. Live show done.
The guy just.
Yeah. Full sound. Live show. We should have said this at the beginning, really.
Oh, yeah, now I can fucking
clip it. Clip it.
Don't worry.
Clip
mate,
it.
Man.
Live
next
show.
Episode, didn't it? That's the best thing we can.
Yeah, bang on. Yeah. Live show. Get your tickets. We've got a Thursday date, innit? 23rd?
No, yeah, 23rd.
23rd of October.
And 26th.
And the 26th, which is a Saturday.
25th, I apologize.
Yeah. People have been complaining about it being on a Thursday. All right, there's one on a Thursday and there's one on a Saturday.
Yeah,
so all the people complaining, we've got one on the weekend as well. Garrett to sell out. Tickets are on.
And we're there in Somali Week.
And we're there on Somali Week as well.
On the 19th.
We're doing a lot. Big we're doing a lot this year. We're finishing the year strongly. So yeah, and that is that. We are the Apti Podcast. Love the love. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Right, guys, we are the Apti Podcast and we'd like to shout out our official sponsors. Whistle Cola, by the way. It will be in the link description below. If you're a business that wants to stock alternative drinks because these corporations are showing us no love and you want to support a local business, support Whistle Cola. Tastes amazing and it is Gara. Also, shout out to the Unit Restaurant in Sheffield on 88 Hedford Street. Go and check them out for good music and good merch as well. As you can see, they are our official sponsors. So yeah, people tap in with that. Hamza, sign us away with a song.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Maanta waxa u jeedin waa bottle la dhaho Whistle Cola. Walaalayaalo, kama halaal waa dadkeeni waa dadkeeni caawiyaan. Hadda leedahay dukaan ama hadda leedahay marfash ama hadda leedahay makhaayad, nasoo waa wax halaalo oo dadkeena aan caawin karno. Keena
Whistle Cola. Brand approved. Let's go.
There you go.
What'd you figure out?
That's amazing.